Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
I can't go so far as to make my cognitive dissonance have me openly hope the Bears lose.
Dan Bernstein.
I'm Marina Verbitsky, and there's a bomb. Not one thrown by Trubinsky.
Layla Rahimi.
It was in Oakland, where the West Coast gets pleasantly weird. So did Gordon Beckham and Jason Benetti. They took requests from one Layla Rahimi. Is it me?
Layla Rahimi of 670 The Score wants to know.
Laser talk.
I feel confident in what I've seen every day at practice and the plan that we have and the guys we have ready to execute it.
I'm in favor of execution.
Mike Florio.
They got the Rams thinking that Fields is going to play some on Sunday night. Will he play some? I don't know. And that dilutes the amount of time they have to get ready for Andy Dalton. Frankly, not that they need a lot of time. All due respect to get ready for Andy Dalton, but
exactly.
Go Bills!
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show
with Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It wasn't Bill Laser talk. It was actual laser healing talk, and I still don't know if I quite get what it does or if it's real or not, but I did the quick Google search, so you can go buy yourself some expensive lasers and shoot yourself with laser beams, pew 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 pew, and fix your feet or whatever you have to do.
Yeah, Gordon had a good explanation for it at the time, and then I watched last night's game, and what is sleep? Do we need it? Why am I watching West Coast baseball?
Sleep is very important to your mental well-being and physical well-being.
Also, shout out once again to the camera crew in Oakland because the fan cutaways last night were tremendous.
Our phone number is 312-644-6767. We call that the Score listener line that's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. As you mentioned, it's Ian Happ at 940, Brendan Hunt at 10. White Sox talk midday, midway, Anthony Herron, and a whole lot more. We're a couple of days now, 3 days away from Bears football, and that has been our focus, and for some of us, it's our absolute dread. If you want to send an email, it's BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Texting is in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the Odyssey app. Stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact on Facebook, or you can join all the fun stuff where the cool kids are. That is on Twitch. There it is, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch direct the video feed and moderate the concurrent chat. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Mike Rankin is on the board stitching together all of the sound for us. Yeah, that Bears injury report came out yesterday afternoon. Like, what do we have to do? Now it's a groin for Khalil Mack? Like, is this just the stage of his career? Is this it? What was it, 10 games he was on the injured list last year? Questionable, I think, for 10 different games with varying injuries, shoulder, back, knee. If this is just what it is now, and we're dealing with a Khalil Mack in some sort of physical decline, That alters everything you think about the Bears.
I sit with this in the same place regarding Khalil Mack at 80%, 90%. He's still Khalil Mack. I am more concerned about Eddie Goldman's injury.
I think you can replace a nose tackle more than an elite pass rusher.
Good nose tackle. For all the flack we give Ryan Pace, you hit the nail on the head when you said he does have a nose for nose tackles. They do know how to evaluate that position well. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. We saw it last year for sure. They used different players many times, and they all got pressure on the quarterback.
It's a more fungible position than elite pass rusher. It's like finding a first baseman or a box safety. It's just something where you should be able to get a guy, or a right guard. You'd love to have a guy who's a star, but if Khalil Mack isn't himself, that alters the whole Bears universe. If this is another year where he didn't practice or he's limited because of this or that, there's just any number of things. Get this team healthy.
Well, that's already out the window and has been out the window for quite some time, starting with your left tackle that you wanted to draft. Dan and is happily watching the ESPN 2 Get Up show.
Right.
Because
what does
graphic
it say?
On the bottom of the screen says, Week 1, Bears at Rams, Sunday 8:20 Eastern. Why star Andy Dalton over Justin Fields?
Every day.
And I believe it's Bart Scott and Adam Schefter bantering amongst
Every
each other.
Every day it's a national topic.
To me, the true plot twist here might be, what do you hate more? The decision of having Andy Dalton start the game or Matt Nagy's offense. And then perhaps it becomes the long game of, do you want Matt Nagy's offense exposed or do you want Justin Fields to save it?
See, now you're getting to the good dark monkey's paw places there. Yes, this is
We need
the
to
conflict.
Do another monkey's paw. This I came is... up with a few questions and I think they were rattling you.
That's the conflict of Bears football right there, is what do you want exposed? What do you want to work? What do you want to not work? I think if these the toolbox of concepts were here, we would know it. We would see things working well enough, but they haven't scored any points. They were the worst third down team in football last year.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Do we want to start something with the third quarter again?
The third quarter?
Yes.
They kind of, not until we think it's something other than a statistical anomaly, which it probably was.
I don't know. I think it might also be a real testament to a lack of in-game adjustment.
Or being outcoached.
So, what do you say? Because here's the thing. If you're cheering for them to lose, in the spirit of what we talked about during transition... If you're cheering for them to lose, then you don't want them to score any points in the third quarter and you still win. And if you're cheering for them to win and score points in the third quarter, you also win. Huh?
I don't care when the points come. We can't be greedy of when we want the points to come. Every quarter. I want all the points in every quarter.
Well, that you also want sunshine, rainbows, lollipops, Justin Fields to start behind a healthy offensive line and Khalil Mack to be good. Sounds awesome.
Healthy. Because I know he's good when he's healthy. I just don't. How did this happen again? How did Eddie Goldman get hurt in practice? And did they say it was
his... They won't tell you what surgery Tevin Jenkins had.
Even though that's kind of out. It's kind of understood what
but
that
that's
was.
That's my point, though.
They won't tell you. They won't tell you how long the general manager's under contract.
Are Tevin Jenkins' appendages still attached to his body? Well, we can't get into details.
You guys, you got to respect. I can't say anything.
Yeah, you actually
anything.
Can say what surgery a guy has.
Of course
People
you
do
can.
It all the time with professional teams in this city and in the NFL. So I think the question becomes, what is the greater level of concern? Is it Eddie Goldman? Is it Khalil Mack?
It's Mac. It's Mac. He matters more.
The concern, too, to me is, once again, that secondary is a question mark.
Did you, Sean Desai said they don't know who their starting nickel corner is?
Yeah.
That's... Is that true? Or is that a lie? How can you not know? They have to know. That has to be a lie.
They have to know. And you know what? Here's what bothers me about this is every year before football season, we get the coordinator saying, well, it's still an open competition at this spot, and it's still an open competition at this spot, and it's still this, it's still that. No, it's not. You have to know personnel groupings before the game. Especially,
we'll see in a short time anyways who's going to play that. But how critical is a nickel? Oof.
Very critical. Who is it? Who's the Bears' nickel?
They know. They just don't want to tell us.
But if I read correctly, he said that they're still working on that, or they're trying to figure that out?
No, you've got to know your personnel this close to game time.
Then just tell us. Why are they afraid to tell us who it is?
Because they're going to take every advantage that they possibly can get, and that's one of them in their minds.
Okay.
Even though I think ridiculous. Matt Stafford's going to carve it up no matter what, especially if Khalil Mack isn't healthy. Cody Westerlund asked for my prediction already, and I gave it to him. And as I was writing it, I was like, this doesn't feel good.
Was this the one wacky prediction he wanted?
No, I haven't done that one yet.
Okay, because I think he wanted like your stern and sober predictions, and then he wanted a wacky out there one.
The sober prediction is a funny one. But I'm serious about the idea of the offense and the NFL figuring it out a year after, because there's too many cases of that happening. In that coaching tree, even.
Yeah, one of the guys fired. He was standing on the Bears sidelines during training camp.
And then later, he was in Colts outfit, too. Did you hear about that? He was at Colts camp, and he was in Colts gear. What the heck? Pick a side.
No, if you're unemployed, you can wear whatever you want, I guess. It's one of the nice aspects of that.
Oh, no, I'm just mocking it. I think it's funny.
The red hot Ian Happ is going to join us next on Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Ian Happ, outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
That's why playing at Wrigley is the best.
In the air, center field. Alford back. Turn in, look in, gone!
Ian Happ.
Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ.
What would you think about trying to do a quarantine coffees?
Dinger dollars for everybody. Ian Happ will touch them all.
Almost on to Sheffield Avenue. One of the longest home runs Happ has ever hit to right field in this ballpark. Bar none.
Hair looking so good.
Just crazy.
So good.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Why isn't Justin Fields starting quarterback?
Because Matt Nagy made a promise. He has basically openly said, I'm starting the worst of the two quarterbacks because I promised him he'd start. I pinky swore and we stamped it. So I have to start him and then I can bench him.
You can't do that.
Can't do.
Cannot. Stamp it. Can't do. Double stamp it. No erasing.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
Yeah, they were talking Bears football on the Compound Podcast. Ian Happ is on Twitter at ihap_1. He's also on something of a heater, by the way. The host of the Compound Podcast joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Another pump. Fo-fo-fo. Ian, this is some fun stuff right now.
Yeah, Cubbies are hot. Cubbies right. 8 of the last 9. But yeah, it's been a fun week and a half.
To say the absolute least, and I know you'd rather talk about other things, but we need you to talk about yourself for a second, because last week on the show, we asked you about your switch hit home run where you're from the right side of the plate. And then this one was just annihilated. I know we asked you how well you're seeing the ball, but this continues. What's your timing right now? How are you feeling at the plate?
Yeah, feeling good. Putting together good at bats, I think. It's a lot about being on time. And being early and not afraid to take some chances on some fastballs. But yeah, I'm feeling really good at the plate. That was hit pretty hard. That one felt pretty good.
Yeah, to me, you're attacking. I mean, I know that you've always talked about accepting your walks, and you've been really disciplined in accepting your walks. But it does seem like when you find something that you think you can lift, you're getting out there and lifting it.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I've walked in over a week, which I don't know if I've ever done that in my career. Had one yesterday. Umpire called a strike. It was ball 4. Called it strike 3. Tough. It's nice when you mix in a few walks. Yeah, but when you're seeing it well, I think everybody has this ebb and flow. When they're seeing it really well and getting a bunch of hits, your walks are down. And that's just... That's why we play 162 games, because the numbers even out by the end. But those are, you get on some of those hot streaks, when you're putting balls in play, hitting the ball hard, making contact early in counts instead of fouling balls off. I think that's when the walk rate kind of goes down and you get hot and get your hits for a few weeks.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, that is for sure. And then it's not just you. We see Jason Hayward with the walk-off home run. This is all before we get to Frank the Tank talk. And to see Hayward get that walk-off and have him do the interview, of course, that we saw with Taylor McGregor, you could tell that that was something that he really enjoyed. I know you're very happy to see him get that one as well, not just because of the win, but because it's Hayward too.
Yeah, it's special. Obviously, Jay and I have been together a long time, and we have a pretty special bond. So being able to watch him do that, hit that home run, support him through everything, that's really cool. And, he's a special person, both on and off the field. He's a guy that I pull for as hard as anybody.
So regarding Mr. Tank, I don't know that we can fully understand as non-players how that stretch was amazing to get the go-ahead runs in a stretch of 4 out of 5 games where he was that clutch for that many games in that short of an amount of time. What was your impression of it and just the run he had recently?
He's just a good hitter. I mean, it's really impressive to watch. He's on the barrel all the time. And it doesn't matter if it's the first pitch of the at-bat or, he's grinding out 5-6 pitches. He's just on the barrel, whether he's hitting the ball really hard foul, whether he's just missing it, whether he's, popping up or hitting lasers. Everything off the bat is really hard, uses the whole field. And man, he gets some home runs that were fun to watch. And it's just, he's a really good hitter. I played against him in the minor leagues in 2019. When he was with Kansas City, I think he had 30 homers that year in the minor leagues. And always impressed by his ability to swing the bat. And he's just getting a chance to do it at the highest level now. And he just has a natural feel for swinging the bat. It's been fun to watch him get that opportunity and take advantage of it because he's, like I said, he's a great hitter.
I also like the fact that you guys appreciated him hanging out in Wrigleyville after the game, just taking pictures of fans, enjoying it a little bit.
Absolutely electric. Told some of the boys that if, this little run we're having this end of the year, especially some of the guys couldn't do that. Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, I know Riz did it when he was younger, but those guys, too famous, too early, they couldn't go out and hang in Wrigleyville. It would have been a disaster for them. So, some of these guys said, go out there and enjoy it. Go to a bar, get a beer, see that. That's really cool. I was all in on Frank going over there and hanging out. And I know they had one of the bars keeps putting up his a little saying for him. 3 or 4 days in a row. So I think he wanted to support, go over there and see it. That was really cool.
Was that Murphy's that uses the marquee and some, he always puts some cute little thing up there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Murphy's. And so they had they do a message every day before the game with the game time. And I think our hitting coach walks by and always sees what the message is. And then Frank was walking that same way, and he had 4 out of 5 days, or maybe 4 days in a row, he had the message was about Frank the Tank. So that was pretty good for him to go in after a game and enjoy and hang out.
I like hearing you guys talk football and talk Bears and give your opinions on some of what was going on. And then when you got into it a little more, it was more about how Andy Dalton must feel. And I found that interesting that you guys went there immediately to think about what kind of different pressure it is and your acknowledgement that just how brutal Bears fans specifically can be, knowing your experience here of what it's got to be like, even for a seasoned veteran who's been in the league 10 years to be going through what he's going through.
Yeah, it's a different type of pressure because there's only 16 games. So there's really no trial and error period. There's really no every game is huge, and there's this huge buildup to week one, and then you have every single week is this pressure cooker of a game, and you have a guy like Andy Dalton who's had success in this league. He's been a young stud with Cincinnati. He's been through a lot, and he wants his chance to prove that he can still do it. and you have an entire fan base who wants nothing to do with it. And I think that from a just a mental standpoint for him has to be really, really challenging. But I can't imagine, you know, what that would be like as a, you know, as someone who's been around the league for a long time and is trying his best to have his shot, but also to mentor a young quarterback and, you know, pay it forward. I think that's probably at the forefront of his mind too. And I don't know that enough people are appreciating that that's, you know, part of his goal as well.
Oh, I think it deserves to be said. And another piece of the Compound podcast from this week that I thought was really interesting is, especially in talk radio, for example, or in sports media, we talk a lot about the tank and not Frank, but the actual record tank. And I think baseball is probably the example that's the most prevalent when you have teams like the Astros, the Rays getting those three straight 1-1s.
Cubs.
Yes. But the idea of you guys talking about it, I've said it on the radio before, players are not hardwired to tank. That's not how you guys work, especially when they're financial and production incentives to not have that happen. But just your perspective of it and the idea of losing to win was really interesting on this episode too.
Yeah, no players or coaching staff is ever going to make decisions or do things that are going to lead to giving up wins. Every player is going out there to compete every single day to win baseball games and do their best, because not only because it benefits the team and that's the goal every day, but it benefits the individual. And so you're never going to get that from players. I think we have to do a better job of setting up the structure of the league to incentivize winning.
Yep.
And to incentivize teams competing to get to 80 wins or to 82 wins. Because for the fan base, no fan base should have to endure a year, 2 years, 3 years of 90 to 100 losses. No fan base should have to give up on the team in July. There should be plenty of teams competing in the end of July, August, and September to get to 80 wins or 75 wins. That should be incentivized. And you should, as an organization, this should be league-wide, there should be a reward for competing and getting fans to the ballpark for those last couple months and trying to make a run so that our season is 6 months of good baseball and not, you know, 3 or 4 months of competing and then 2 months of nothing. I think that it should be really important to us as a sport, that we give the fans 162 games of competitive baseball every single year in every market. And, you know, it's not going to be like that every year. You're going to have teams that aren't as good, and you're going to have from year to year, but it can't be as consistent and as widespread as it is right now.
That's why I'm rooting for the Padres, and that's why I think the teams that do spend and say, hell with it, it's our time, we're going for it, I want to see them win, because I know what owners will say if they don't. And I know how they'll hide behind it. They'll hide behind it in collective bargaining. They'll hide behind it with their own fans. And I think that the it should be rewarded when teams do spend. And so I'm hoping that that comes through. Before we let you go, Ian, I have to note in the last episode when you guys were talking football, the Dakota Mekis insult fail. I was laughing because he's talking about like, my perfect Sunday is just get me on the couch and watching Red Zone, and I can just sit there all day, and that's the best thing I can do. And then he said to you, he's like, Ian probably would like to go to a vineyard or something. And I'm like, I would too. Yeah, I raised my hand. I'm like, all right, you can sit on your ass and watch football all day. I can find out what's going on. If somebody's inviting me to a vineyard, I'm going. So it just that was his like go-to thing for him trying to insult you. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's about as Dakota as it gets. If you're not someone sitting on the couch for 24 hours watching football Saturday and Sunday, you might as well be a loser. I'll be be the one hanging out drinking nice wine. I'm fine with that. Right. That's an insult I can take all day long.
But he really thought he got you on that one, too. That's the best. Like, yeah, that's what you'd rather be doing. Like, maybe. Okay, see ya.
Fortunately for Dakota, that's a huge percentage of our listening population. So both can be equally represented here.
Yes. I think he fits in very well. I don't know if you guys saw, but Zach and Dakota faced each other in Iowa. And the videos on social media, on the compound's Twitter and Instagram, it's pretty good. Zach went for the bunt first pitch. I think Dakota got him to pop up at the end of the at bat, but it was pretty funny. They said they had a blast.
That's great.
Ian, many, many pumps and no punchies, and keep it rolling.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we hope you connect. Yeah. Oh, dear.
See connect. Connect roasters, dinger dollars. There it is. You did it.
We try. Yeah. We try.
We always enjoy our conversations with Ian Happ, and we're scheduled to have a conversation with Brendan Hunt, who is on Twitter at Brendan Hunting, the actor who plays Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. So looking forward to that on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.